Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Guantanamo, as well as some other stories from the front pages. And we're going to do that right after we hear from one of our sponsors. Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, November 13th, day number 317 of 2015. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Guantanamo and what just happened in Congress, where you had a bipartisan vote for the authorization, the defense, the military defense appropriations, the bill, and it passed by huge numbers. Guantanamo, of course, was included in there. Guantanamo, what I mean by that is that there was a restriction there about closing Guantanamo and bringing any of these terrorists to the United States. So I've got some thoughts on this whole thing. There's obviously a lot of politics in it as well. There is some talk around the country that Hillary Clinton may be facing some very serious problems with her email. This is, of course, all the talk you hear about the FBI and the FBI and so on and so on. I don't want to get ahead of myself. There's obviously something is going on. You know, you don't have stories like this just out of the blue. Something is going on. Somebody is leaking this information. That's the other important thing to remember. Somebody is leaking this information to the media because, you know, the FBI is a pretty tight place. And usually somebody has to be leaking this. I don't think it's coming from the FBI. In my opinion, this is coming from the Obama administration, the Obama White House. I really believe they don't like Hillary Clinton in the Obama White House. And if you're President Obama, this whole incident with Hillary Clinton and the emails was pretty embarrassing. I mean, the idea that your Secretary of State has a private server conducting diplomacy and conducting business on a private server, that's pretty bad. But that nobody told you or nobody in your administration stopped it, that's also pretty embarrassing, you would think, for President Obama. So I don't know where this Hillary Clinton emails FBI story is going, but there's obviously something going on, and it could be damaging to her career. Look what happened to General Petraeus. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. We'll keep an eye on it. I'm sure we'll talk about it on Sunday when we do our weekend review with Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. But right now, all I'm going to say today is that there's obviously something is going on, and the FBI is involved. And usually when the FBI gets in, that's when the politics kind of goes out. They're pretty straight shooters at the FBI. A little controversy today between Mr. Trump and Dr. Carson on the Republican nomination or the contest for the Republican nomination. Apparently, Mr. Trump said some things about Dr. Carson's memory and things that happened before. I'm not going to take it very seriously, but anyway, it did happen. It did happen, and we'll see what kind of consequences it has. As I told you yesterday, I've got my eye on Chris Christie. I think he may turn out to be the sleeper in this whole contest. Before we start talking about Guantanamo, and by the way, I have a post at the American Thinker on Friday morning about Guantanamo and what we're going to talk about today. Before we do that, let's go back in history a little bit. The Constitutional Republic. This is George Washington's first year as President of the United States. He was elected, of course, November 1788. He was inaugurated April 1789. So he had been president, let's say, for about 8 months, 7 months, and he decided to take his first presidential trip. Must have been pretty exciting back then. But President Washington decided to go to New England and visit some of the state governments. So he was up there visiting some of the states. Many of the states, of course, were important in the ratification of the Constitution. By the way, 2 years later, 1791, he did the same thing, but he went the other way. He went south. You know, and I think about this today in 2015. I mean, the President of the United States can fly to New England in, what, an hour and a half, a couple of hours. He can fly down to Atlanta in a couple of hours. Back then, you know, this was a real undertaking by President Washington. They went, of course, by horse, and it was a pretty exhausting trip for President Washington. But he took the first presidential trip on this day in 1789. More recently, on this day, 1982, the Vietnam Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. This is one of the greatest monuments in Washington, D.C. Of course, I say that because it means a lot to us, those of us who remember the Vietnam War. But it's not just because of that. It's because of the way it was designed and the way people react to it. You know, when you go to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, you will often see somebody looking for a name, because all the names of the soldiers who were killed in Vietnam are there. And you will often see somebody, you know, touch the name with his finger or take a picture. It's a very moving thing to see. And it's just a fantastic monument. If you're ever in the Washington, D.C. area, check it out. It's not huge. It's not like, you know, the Washington Monument, which is a real landmark, or the Jefferson or Lincoln. It's not that kind of a monument. It's more serene, but I think it was done in really good taste. And it celebrates, it remembers the 60,000 or so soldiers who were killed in Vietnam. And it's just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful thing. It was dedicated on this day in 1982. That would have been President Reagan then, who would have gone to the celebration of this event. Let's talk a little bit about Guantanamo. As you may know, President Obama wrote an executive order back in 2009, I think his first week as president, committing to closing Guantanamo. He's had a lot of problems closing Guantanamo, because as soon as he wrote that executive order, a year later, the Democrats, who were then running the Senate and the House, basically stopped him. They said, no, you cannot move, you cannot bring any of these people back to the mainland. And they stopped him. So we've been operating like that pretty much since 2010. President Obama has been talking a great deal about closing Guantanamo. And just last week, in the defense appropriations, or new defense military bill, whatever they call it, they included something in there about Guantanamo, basically tying his hands. He cannot bring, according to the law, or according to Congress, any of these people here in the United States without the support of Congress. Now, I think President Obama, as I mentioned, I have a post about this at the American Thinker on Friday. I think President Obama made some very, very, very big mistakes here in how he handled Guantanamo. First of all, Guantanamo for President Obama was always about politics and pandering to the left. It was never really about national security, because if you see it as a national security issue, you support the idea of Guantanamo, or at least you understand that the United States has to hold people it captures in the battlefield. I mean, you have to hold these people, and Guantanamo was the place where we would hold them, interrogate them, and get information from them. This is what the whole point of Guantanamo was. So he never really treated this as a national security issue and was simply pandering to the base, the left-wing base of the Democrat Party, because that's really where the opposition to Guantanamo came from. There was never really opposition to Guantanamo from the American people. All the polling data said the American people understood and supported holding these people there. But obviously the left wing of the Democrat Party did not believe that, and they put pressure on President Obama, and he caved in, and he decided to pander to them. So that's one mistake. He treated this as a political issue rather than a national security issue. The second mistake is that he never went to the American people and explained why closing Guantanamo would be in the interest of the country. Now, he's the commander-in-chief. He actually could close Guantanamo as the commander-in-chief by executive order, okay? He could actually say, look, I'm the commander-in-chief, and I think it's in the best interest of fighting this conflict if we close Guantanamo. He technically can do that as commander-in-chief, but he never went to the American people and made that case. He simply said, oh, Guantanamo because Guantanamo is a recruiting. Guantanamo recruits terrorists, which is utter nonsense. I mean, do you really think ISIS decided to take over these cities in Iraq or kill thousands of innocent people because of Guantanamo? I mean, do you seriously think that? No, I mean, they're running around Iraq and Syria. The reason they're running around taking over cities is because we left, and we left this huge void, and they're filling it. So it's not because of Guantanamo. I mean, it's not because of that. But anyway, that was the that was the excuse, and it was a very lame. Obama said what he said, except again, some of the people in the left. So now we're in a situation where what are we going to do with Guantanamo? My guess is that this will be left to the next president, and I hope that president number 45, he or she, will look at Guantanamo and say, you know what? There's about 130 people there who've been there for a while. They're pretty dangerous. We're not going to release them, but we're going to bring in more people. Because the whole point of Guantanamo, the whole reason you hold on to these men is because they give you information. When you kill a terrorist on the ground, sometimes you have to, but if you capture a terrorist and you bring him to Guantanamo, you can interrogate that person, you can get information, and you can find out what's going on in all of these cells around the world. Now, not every one of these guys is going to have all of the information, but you begin to tie one thing to another. Pretty soon you begin to have more information about the terrorist. And when you're fighting terrorists, one of the most important things that you have to have is intelligence, because you have to be a step ahead of them. I mean, you have to be a step ahead of them, because once they blow up a plane, as apparently they blew up this Russian plane here recently, once they do that, you can't do anything about it. I mean, you have to have information ahead of time so you can stop people from putting a bomb in a plane or committing a terrorist act, as just happened in Beirut a couple of days ago. So that's what Guantanamo is really for. That's what Guantanamo is for, to bring these people and interrogate them. So I hope the next president of the United States will once again see the utility of Guantanamo in this war against terrorism, and rather than pander to the left, say, we're going to think about national security, we're going to bring in some people, we're going to get more information, because that's one of the most important tools we have. Information is one of the most important tools that we have to fight this war. As I said before, we just saw an airplane that was apparently blown up by ISIS, or there's good evidence of it, it seems. We just saw a horrible act in Beirut. So the only way you fight these people, really, the only way you defeat them is to have information so you can be a step ahead of them. And you get information by interrogating. Sometimes you got to get a little rough. I don't have a problem with that. And you get information. And that's how you do it. That is how you do it. And that's what Guantanamo was. And hopefully the next president of the United States will continue. So this may be the last episode of the Gitmo story, of the Guantanamo story. You never know. President Obama may still bring it back or try to close it before he leaves office. I think it will be very tough for him to go around Congress, and especially the number of Democrats who supported this. I mean, it was a huge margin of victory, 91-3 in the Senate. Now, not all of that was about Guantanamo. Let's be fair about it, because they were voting for a military spending bill. But nevertheless, the numbers were pretty important. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. I want to thank you so much for listening to the program. We're going to talk a little bit more about Guantanamo and the election, Hillary Clinton emails. We're going to talk about all of that on Sunday when we talk to our good friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda, and we take a look at the Week in Review, as we like to do on Sundays. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you later.